It's awesome to be here with you in Calgary. I appreciate y'all so much. It's really great to be here in Canada to get a break. Because when you live in the U.S., you like live there, and it's like all the time. Like you there like every day. Like unless you travel, you there every day. It's all happening all the time. You have the notification on your phone. It's bad. It's every day you wake up, you're like, oh, again. No, it's rough. It's not the best time. It is not great right now. You know, and I'm impressed by you all because you all keep up with your news and our news. Like you know what's going on here, you know what's going on where we are and stuff. And yeah, I know that you're probably concerned because you read the news and it's close. But trust, we are more concerned because. When I was a kid, there's this kid, I was just call him Laquan because rhymes with his name. But I always wanted to be really good at like climbing a tree. Like when I was reading stories growing up, some of my favorite characters were like very outdoorsy and they could climb trees real fast and everything. Maybe that'd be half the story was climbing the tree. And I just didn't have the grip. Out of fear of heights, I would just slide down. You know? I didn't have it like that, but Laquan was fast. Was like, you know, up here and just knew like where to put the foot to get the hand. To just had like an awareness of everywhere that his body was, you know, and he was able to get really high. And then one day I was seeing a neighbor. Neighbor was like, "Did you hear about Laquan?" I was like, no, I didn't hear what happened. He's like, "Oh, he fell out of the tree, you know, and basically he got really high, but then a branch snapped, and so he had fallen, and then he bounced a couple times, and then he bounced between branches and just kind of hit every." You ever played pinball? He basically did that all the way down to where the actual final landing was pretty soft because every branch before that really broke his fall from what would have been a dangerous fall was now more of a plop with several lumps all over his body, right? And hearing that story was like painful because the kid that was telling me about it was there. So he was describing it in great detail. He was like, and then he was like, boom, and then he was like, boom, and then there was one branch he hit. He was like, oh! You know, and hearing it was like jarring, you know? I can only imagine what it would have been like to be Laquan falling out of the tree. And that's what it's kind of like to be in the U.S. as you like hear. So boom, boom, ow! Boom, boom, boom. Because I try when I go to different places to read a little bit of their news. I have to admit to you that I am not like so internationally minded all the time that I'm reading everybody's news all the time. I'm mostly focused on the news where I'm at. But in preparation, coming to Canada, I've been coming to Canada off and on for the past 2 weeks, and I've been reading news of the places that I've been going to. And let me just say, truly, it has been so sweet. It has been fundamentally adorable to read and watch your news delivered with such earnestness. If these are real emergencies.
Oh,
They're not. I guarantee you they're not. To just... to just... the way... Oh, okay. Even today, you know, I went to Montreal, I went to Ottawa, Calgary, and I was in Ottawa, and whew, just watching some local news, reading an article, and it was like, a man was pulled over speeding. I mean, where are you off to in such a hurry, buddy? Is the car not enough? Is the vehicle not enough? You have to punch it. Maybe you should have left earlier, all right? Maybe think about that. Think about your own safety. Safety of others, you know? Speeding. Speeding. Now, look at yourself. Got yourself pulled over. Now you're late, all right? A man today was pulled over speeding, and when the police pulled him over, it turns out he had drugs in his vehicle. I just think about the parents, you know? I think about... Sure, he was 45, but where did this start? Oh, something must be going on at home, you know, because marijuana is legal. He had drugs. He had narcotics. You see that news and you're like, oh, that's adorable. No. Meanwhile, you'll turn on the news, living in the States, and they'll just be, man in Kentucky found dead, just legs. We don't know where. We have no idea what happened to the top half. It is just legs. We're assuming it's a man. These could be any legs, really. We just sort of said man because of the size of the shoes. But while we're at it, let's just be on the lookout for anyone. If you see any top halves missing a bottom half, please call this hotline. No. You see it. You see it all around. Even here, you know, come here. Turn on the news, maybe read some news, and you see people angry, distraught. They're Canadians in Calgary, furious, right? Interviewing them, and they're like, I can't believe that our city, I can't believe that the province would put a sign right here. A sign, right here, like a sign, right here. I've parked here for years. What are they thinking? This is what happens when you lose connection to the people, all right? Meanwhile, in the U.S., Trump has tried to defund Elmo. I didn't do it. No, it's up for everybody. Bert, Ernie, Cookie Monster, anybody can get it. Nobody's safe. And so you see, when you come here and you get a break, you know, you see people like upset about something, but it's not like an umbrella of an issue. It's just their issue. You know what I mean? There's just something going on with them personally. That's refreshing. It really is. As small or as big as the personal problem is, it's nice, you know? It's nice to be able to talk to someone and get a sense of what's wrong with them. They're not having a good day. They're not happy. Very angry or upset. But you're getting something from them that isn't this thing that it feels like no one can do anything about, you know? Well, like, met a man in Montreal. And we just casually started chatting, and he seemed like something was wrong, and I don't know what led me to do it, but I was just like, are you, like, how's your day going, you know? And he was like, she left. Meanwhile, in the U.S., if you ask someone how their day is going, depending on who you ask, depending on the state or city, you're going to get a very different answer. But a lot of the people that I've asked, hey, how's your day going? Maybe I'm just at a store. They're ringing me up. I'm like, how's your day going today? And then they're like, oh, you didn't hear? You didn't hear? He's outlawing reading. It's over. It's rough because then, you know, we have Trump wins. I know y'all saw. And then he's talking wild. He's like, Canada's going to be the 51st state, right? I didn't say it. I do think, though, that one of the reasons, even the dog... Even the dog. Dogs don't even have an understanding of, like, geographical boundaries or borders, and even the dog. That's wow. Did y'all do that on purpose? I know you've been booing every time somebody says 51st state. Did you teach the dogs? To also, I think one of the things that did happen with that is that he said it in a way that was so glib and was so dismissive of not just Candace, like, autonomy, but also he didn't even try to woo you, and I think it's because it's a hard sell. You know what I mean? You're telling me you don't want to be part of the United States? You don't want to get shot for free? No, in the U.S., let me tell you something. In the U.S., the United States of America, you get shot for free. You only have to pay to take the bullet out. That's... You don't want to have the health care you have now, but not... You don't want to... You don't want your 12-year-old to read at a 12-month-old level? Why? You know, I look around, I ask, why? You don't want to pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to an insurance company that will act like they don't know you when you call to fulfill your claim? Come on. You don't want to make the only food you can afford, food that you kind of don't even question what meat it is after a while. All right. Teach their own. Because, look, it is a tough sell to be the 51st. I don't think that it would really work. One, because of the things that we're used to, you know? Just in government alone, you have a parliamentary process. We have Congress, right? You have several parties. You have lots of parties to choose from. I say lots because we have two. So even three would be like, wow! You know, like more and more of the U.S., when you travel, it just feels like... it just feels like as someone from the States, when I go to other places and I'm learning, whether it's their culture, different processes of government or just customs or something, I always come off like I'm not used to anything. Like they took me on a date and I got to the table and I was like, salt and pepper. Because that's what I'm used to. That's the totality of the spice rack of American politics. Yeah. You get your salt and you get your pepper. Meanwhile, y'all have paprika. You know? I'm not saying it's perfect. You know, you have these like five parties. Only three are probably ever going to win. But you get these like choices, these different pushes, you know. In the U.S., oof. We got Republicans, we got Democrats, and we got, like, Jill Stein.
Like, I've been learning about your parties. I really didn't realize how much deeper it went as far as, like, the seats and the majority and that no-confidence vote is a pretty big thing. That's crazy. That's a no-confidence vote. Okay. Look, because I found out about no confidence, and I was blown away. So, basically, I know you know you live here. I'm not telling you what it is. I'm telling you how I found out what it was, right? Okay, so with the no confidence vote, which is basically, if I have it right, it's when you have your, like, leadership party in power, but everybody is like, they're bad. Like, this is horrible. I don't even know if they know what they're doing. And then you talk to them in interviews and they're like, look, we don't know, but we gonna figure it out. And so then you have no confidence in them. So then, you know, they get pushed to a no confidence vote. They get that no confidence vote. Then, you know, you have to rejig the government. Basically have to be like, all right, y'all are not it. Let's get somebody who is it, right? And that as like someone from the States, that blows my mind. That you can just not have confidence. That you cannot have confidence in your leadership and you don't have to wait. Because trust me, it's not just this election. There have been plenty of elections throughout my entire life where people voted, somebody won, and the confidence dwindled within about 6 weeks. And then we were like, oh, in 3 years and some change, you're going to find out how we the people feel. I hope you're ready for that. No, I don't think you can get people who are a part of a system that has like a parliamentary process that has no confidence votes and then give them what we have in the U.S. I don't know if that would go well to be like, no, I know we voted for him, but that was a different time. And we didn't know that he was out of his mind. We didn't know that he was completely... When he was talking, when he was running, all the brains seemed like they were in the head. And so people were like, I like what he said. I think, yeah. And then he won. And then we realized that the brains were gone. And now we have no confidence. And we should do something about that presently, right? Before there's no food on the shelves. A lack of choice was how I knew I was broke. Yeah, I mean, when I was like out on my own for the first time, I had a choice between these two types of cereals I could afford. One was like a little corn pop thing. Whatever it was the only ingredient was high fructose corn syrup. And then there was this other cereal that was like, okay, I'm positive it was for people. I'm 100% positive it was for people, but it was built like dog food, okay? It just had a very pellety look to it. It had a when you poured it, it had the brrr of like pellet. Didn't help, it also went in a bowl, right? And that was what I did back and forth because I was broke. And I just had these two choices. I could just go from one to the other. And one got me real like jittery and excited. And I usually crashed by like 2 p.m. And then the other one definitely felt like I should be barking if I'm eating it. Then I got a little bit of money in my pocket. Ooh, I got spoiled for choice. Then I didn't even know what to do. I buy some cereal and I'd be like, it's good, but it's not the best. It's fine. Completely forgetting it could have just been these two. Yeah. You know, that's what it feels like. Look outside, looking in, that you have like a whole parliamentary process. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm sure you have your problems. I get that. You don't tell anybody, but I'm positive that you have your own problems. I get it. And I understand people's frustration. I know that there's been strikes in Canada. I know that there are people that are worried about housing. A lot of the same things that people are worried about in other countries. It's not as if I'm projecting some like absolute heaven and haven onto you. I know that it's a country full of people and people have problems. It's just we have more. It's a lot. Yeah, I mean. It's a lot. And I just don't think that it would work, you know, because even with a prime minister versus a president, your prime minister still fits in that legislative branch. You know, there's a lot of things reining your prime minister in, no matter who they are. And a president we're coming to realize by accident. Is a king. That's a king. We thought we left, and we really did. We were like, we don't want a king. Get out of here, Britain. And Britain was like, give it a couple hundred years. You'll want one of us. No, because we have this different branch, this executive branch where the president's power resides that is deciding to not really pay attention to or heed our legislative or judicial branch. You know? Because it's really the legislative branch that's supposed to decide if we defund Elmo. That's really their purview. But he was like, nah, I'm the only one that gets to look like this. You most recently had a decision to make. Most recently had an election. And, you know, I was here before the election, now I'm here after the election, and I was never gonna tell anybody what to do. I did, while I was in Montreal and Ottawa, tell people to just like, look across the fence. Just check if you like that. You know, because they always say that the grass is greener, but sometimes your neighbor doesn't have grass. Sometimes it's just a Buick on blocks. And that is tough. You know, because then our news would become your news. Because look, don't get me wrong, like I said, I'm fully aware, and I also believe I'm open to the ideas that Canada has problems I'm not even aware of, right? Like there's a chance, I'm imagining, right? If you're in the right place at the right time for this bad thing to happen, if you go out into one of your beautiful parks and you where you're not supposed to be, you playing around, it's possible to get bit by a moose. Right? It's not all roses and bubbles over here. You can really get got over in Canada, right? You could get bit by a moose if you put yourself in that situation. If you really stay in those neighborhoods, you know what I mean? If you're really trying to live that lifestyle, you know? That's what comes with it. But trust me when I tell you, you're not ready for daily, daily U.S. news. Sure, you could get bit by a moose here, but just the other day, a man used an alligator to rob a liquor store. Which is one of the more effective robberies you can engage in, right? You know, because you walk in to a liquor store, I'm assuming to buy some alcohol, make a night of it, you know? And then there are people in the U.S. that are desperate. You know, desperate because we don't share the same social safety nets. We don't even share some of the same attitudes around a network of community the way that Canadians do as a baseline. I know not everybody agrees, and you have your conservatives, your liberals, and everything, but for the most part, there's a genuine understanding that, like, okay, healthcare, we're gonna have that, we're gonna do our best with housing, we're gonna do our best with all these things, right? And in the U.S., it's mostly like, A, get it how you live. And sometimes getting it how you live includes robbing a liquor store, going to where you know there will be cash, going there with an alligator that might be a pet. I have no idea. I truly don't know if this is a pet or if this is an alligator that he found or if this is an alligator that he like going in on it with. He's like, look, look, if I get the cash, because look, I do like the idea of them being partners. I do like the idea of them getting together and being like, listen, all right, you like raw chicken. You like raw chicken thighs, okay? If I have cash, I can buy that stuff. I can give you some of that. So we'll split it in chicken thighs and cash. Cash to me, chicken thighs to you, just so that we're clear, right? So I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna pick you up like a puppy, right? But then I'm gonna grab the back of your tail, I'm gonna swing you around, right? And when I swing you around, watch you be like, ah! Just really make a show of it, keep the mouth open, let them know what could happen if they don't act right, right? Because he didn't go in, this man did not walk in, hold it like a rifle, like anybody can get it. And hey, hey, don't move, right? No, this man came in, swinging gator at people, right? And people couldn't run out fast enough. Now, it was a mistake to start swinging it in the doorway because you really only want the actual cashier to be intimidated. Now, you've made eight people think, all right, it's all of us against him, the alligator. You have more adversaries than is necessary. You know, then you try to get the cash and everything, but it's hard to get the cash because the alligator, he's not really thinking like a robber. Alligator was told to do his thing, so he doing his thing. You know, like, you know, like that wiggle that they do, you know, like, going as hard as he can, throwing hip, right? Like, alligators don't have booty, but if they did, he'd be twerking, right? You know, snapping and everything, which does make it hard to get the cash, right? Because now this cashier trying to put it all in his hand. This dude didn't have a bag. So now he just got to stuff cash in his pocket while holding on to the tail of the alligator. And the alligator, you know, I don't know. I don't speak alligator, but I'm assuming the alligator is like, is this part of it? Because after a while, the alligator is being more difficult than helpful, right? Stuffing, stuffing, stuffing. Then he runs out, you know, they call the cops and everything. And look, I can't imagine what it's like to be a cop that gets the call that there's someone robbing a liquor store with an alligator. I'm sure those cops were like, couldn't it just be a gun? No. No, you're not ready for news like that. No, because I'm sure, look, There's property crimes, there's violent crimes everywhere in the world. You know, you have your crime. But But it seems like, from what I've been reading about your crime, that it does, and I don't mean this in an insensitive way, but it does seem like most of your crime kind of like makes sense. Like you get to the bottom of it and it's like, oh, he wanted what he had and so he stole it from him, right? The U.S. has a lot of weird crime because a lot of our resources have been shut down, right? So some of the crime is not necessarily just to do the crime, it's just people doing what they think is necessary in their head that happens to be a crime. Like, a good example was there was a man who called the police because he broke into this restaurant, right? Broke into the restaurant and I think he just wanted food. That's what I'm gathering from like the call. So he just wanted food. He called in to 911 and they were like, 911, what's your emergency, right? And he's telling them off top, look, okay, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. All right, I did break in here, get a little something to eat, make a little snack, all right? But somebody else is in here and y'all need to come quickly. Like, I'm all for a little burglary, but somebody in here being weird, like, y'all need to come for real. Oh, I'm scared. Oh, please come arrest me. Because this is my thing as well, is that Canada would only become the 51st state by legislation or by force. It's not going to happen by legislation, because even if the more conservative counterparts of your government really wanted it, the people have made it clear that they don't want it, right? And so then there would be steps taken, there'd be no confidence, there'd be all these things to stop that thing from happening. And the one thing that I don't think people are counting on is even if there was an attempt to do it by force, people think that Canadians don't fight. But your favorite sport, your favorite sport in the world. You have access to all the sports. You have access to all the sports. I understand it gets very cold here, but the one that you picked was the one where a fight could break out at any time. And not just like break out. Like sometimes there's a reason. Sometimes there's a clear, I don't really follow hockey because mainly I can't see it. I want to follow it so bad. Everybody seems like they're having a good time, but every time I've watched hockey, I've had to pretend that I know what's happening. You know what I mean? It's like being tone deaf watching like a singing show, like a singing competition, like watching X Factor tone deaf, and then you're just waiting for other people to cheer, so you're like, oh, they getting it. No. Yeah. Actually, no, you're right. They bad. No. Anytime I've watched hockey, I've just seen the people's heads move. I've tried to move my head where their head moved and tried to look at where I think they're looking at and everything. And then you hear the clicking and the clacking of the sticks and stuff. And sometimes it'll click, clack extra. So I'm like, oh, the puck must be over there, but it's not. It's not at all. It's actually over here. I don't know what they're doing over there. And then somebody will be rammed into a clear wall, so you can see. I've never seen, only in hockey and adult films have I seen somebody pressed up against glass like this. The way they... That, wow. Wow. That, I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, ooh, y'all think he gonna come through? No, and then you have the fights. And the fights are very interesting to me. Truly, because it's like, there's a strange energy to the fights. No, you never really know when they're gonna pop off, and sometimes there's a backstory. Sometimes it's like, oh, you know, look, 3 games ago. You don't just have fights, you have drama with the fights. You have a real soap opera to follow. And then you see them and those gloves off. I remember the first time I saw it. They threw the gloves off, and I was like, ooh, won't your hands get cold? And then they go swinging each other. And then what I really love is they grab the jersey for leverage. And missing, four of them, missing. Nothing but missing. And really try to get close. Come here. You get somebody with incredible balance and hand-eye coordination. They throw those gloves off. They grab them. You would think they weren't on skates. They swing it around and slide them, but they're still like... Incredible. Anytime, anybody can get it. Incredible stuff. People really believe that Canadians don't fight, that they don't have fight in them. We didn't know you had booze, you know? But I knew. I knew because a while back, I saw a news story. New story that took place in Canada, you know, trying to be international. And I saw this news story about a man who was woken up in the night when two burglars broke into his home and, you know, were trying to figure out what they could take. They clearly hadn't done a good job casing his residence. So they're just looking for whatever, right? And then he wakes up, and let me first say this. If someone breaks into my home and is looking for what to steal, I don't know if I'm gonna confront them immediately. I think I might try to come up with a plan. You know, maybe I'll pretend I'm a ghost. They break in, I go to the closet that's closest to a vent. I'm like, ooh, spirits live here, ooh. Ooh, y'all better stop, ooh, you're gonna have to return it or something. Like, ooh, you're gonna be haunted. Ooh, you don't wanna be haunted. I don't care how big you are, you can't fight haunted. Everything in here cursed. You don't want those problems. You know? Maybe that doesn't work. Maybe they're not afraid of ghosts. Maybe they don't believe in ghosts. Maybe they know it's me. Plan B. I'm act like a bigger man. They haven't seen me yet. Well, lean around the corner.
Hey! Hey, don't make me put my killing shoes on. Yeah, you lucky I don't have my shoes on right, because if I put my shoes, ooh, everybody dying in here. Whoa.
Because that's plan C. To act like my own dog. No. Lean into my phone, make a recording, put on the ground, slide it down after I hit play. That way they think it's behind them. I'm probably gonna cough. Trying to bark makes me cough. And then, last resort, yeah, might have to fight them. No, I have to just run up on them and do what men do. And I have to roll up on them real quick and start biting as hard as I can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please believe, you're gonna wish it was a dog when I get done, all right? I brushed and I flossed tonight, so get ready. Now, but these dudes, they broke into this guy's home and they had ski masks on. And I don't know about you, but if somebody already got the ski mask on, it just makes me feel like they're a professional criminal. Do you know what I mean? Like, you got the ski mask on already. I'm like, uh-oh, this is real crime we're dealing with right now. And this dude doesn't hesitate at all. And all he got on is his shorts, by the way. He just, like, shorts, no shirt, anything. And he starts pushing them up against the wall and he starts fighting both of them and really swinging. And they're swinging at him. And he's taking some hits, but he's giving a lot. Just bow, 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 bow. He's, like, fight juggling them. Because he'll hit one and that one will fall. And then he gets to concentrate on this one for a second. Bow, bow, bow. And then this one gets up. He's like, you get some too. Bow, right? And then their fight, he puts up a real fight to the point where at first they're ganging up on him. And then they're both like, look, I don't know how nice this apartment is. Maybe nothing in here is worth these lumps we're catching. And so then they try to leave. But he does keep punching them as they're trying to leave. He does just keep whooping ass as they're clearly turned around trying to exit now. He like trying to choke one from behind and kick the other one. And then they run out. They run out of his home. He successfully defended his castle. But then he does also leave. So then he left. I was like, uh-oh. And then you just see in the security camera in his garage, him drag one of them back in. And I was like, normally, in the U.S., there's a sentiment around this sort of thing. Like, there's warnings. It's like, you know, there's yard signs. Don't come unless you're armed, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a very frenzied passion. There's a fever dream in the U.S. of legally being able to kill someone that comes into your home. We like it a lot. There are some people that are like, please break in. I want to kill you, right? And that is almost always so that the person who wants to do the killing can use a gun. They want to shoot someone. They want to be able to shoot someone. And this man, this Canadian, he didn't have a gun. He desperately wanted to use these hands. He brought them back into the, I don't even know what crime this is now. Like, this was burglary and it has turned to kidnapping, I think. All that can still be self-defense if you dragging him back in and dragging him by the top of the ski mask too, so he over here kicking, fighting, going backwards, right? And so then he brings that dude back in, punching, 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 closes the door. This dude tried to get up and get to the door. He throws it back down and locks the door. And I was like, y'all done accidentally broke into the devil's house. That's crazy. And I think he had one of those things where instead of a key, it was like a combination thing. So as soon as you put in the combination, the lock will start to turn because that's what's happening. Because now the dude who was the second burglar, he must have been running and realized nobody was behind him. So then he comes back and he's trying to get in. And then this dude just keep relocking it, right? So then finally, you know, this dude just manages to get the ski mask off the guy, so now he sees his face. Now his face is on the camera and everything. But then, I don't know how well this burglar could fight. It didn't seem like well at all. But he does finally like create like a little butterfly situation with his legs, which destabilizes the homeowner. So that guy falls to the ground. Then he goes for his own takedown on the burglar, but the burglar swings down, sits, and just has him in like a headlock, but not a headlock that's like effective. It looks like a headlock just so he can catch a break. You know, so when you see Trump talk about like a 51st state, I feel like if I worked at the White House, I would just bring an iPad. And, like, Mr. President, this is what they do.